Thanks, Bill. Many people think if you die without a will that all your assets will go to the state of Maryland, but that rarely happens. When you die without a will, also known as dying intestate, there are many possibilities that arise. The first thing to determine is, do you have assets that will go through probate? Assets that pass through probate are assets that are solely in the decedent's name or assets that do not have a beneficiary. Assets that are jointly owned or assets with beneficiaries do not go through probate and are not controlled by the laws of intestacy. If you do have assets that need to go through probate, then someone steps forward to be appointed your executor in the county in which you last resided. An executor in Maryland is also known as the personal representative. In Maryland, the Register of Wills oversees the appointment of the personal representative. Once the personal representative is appointed, the administrative process of settling the estate begins. Once the administrative process is complete, the estate will be distributed to the heirs of the decedent according to the laws of intestacy. If the decedent is survived by a spouse and minor children, the spouse is entitled to one half of the estate. The minor children get the remainder. If the decedent is survived by a spouse and issue, the surviving spouse gets the first $15,000 of the estate and half of the balance, and the issue get the remainder. If the decedent is survived by a spouse and a parent, the surviving spouse gets the first $15,000 and half of the balance, and the surviving parent gets the remainder. If there are no surviving issue or parent, then the surviving spouse gets the entire estate. If there is no surviving spouse, but the decedent had issue, then the estate is divided among the issue. If there is no surviving spouse or issue, then the estate first goes to the decedent's parents. If the decedent's parents are deceased, then the estate is divided among the issue of the deceased parents. This pattern continues up to the great-grandparents of the decedent and their issue. If there are no surviving blood relatives, then the estate will be distributed to the stepchildren of the decedent and their issue. Only after it is determined that there are no blood relatives and no stepchildren or issue of stepchildren does the estate get distributed to the state of Maryland. If you choose not to create a will, the state of Maryland has a will created for you. However, you must consider if this state's plan is the way you want your assets distributed after your death. For Sinclair Prosser Law, I am attorney Colleen Sinclair Prosser.